And the young lady that says, not only will I give you water, but I will even think of the animals and the camels and give them water, right? Eliezer says, that is the right person for Yitzchak. So, Baruch Hashem, the first person he stops is Rivka. But here's the question. Did Rivka do exactly what Eliezer said? She did not, because let's pay close attention here. Eliezer's test was, I will ask the woman for water, and she will immediately say, I'll give you and your camels. That's not what Rivka did. Rivka gave him water, and only after he finished did Rivka then say, I will go back and bring up water. So did Rivka do exactly what Eliezer said? No, she didn't. So why doesn't that throw off the test? Answers your question. She did better than Eliezer said. What Rivka did is more chesed than Eliezer's proposal. Why is that so? Because like this. If I say, please give me water, and you say, I'll give you and your camels, even though that's chesed, you don't even want to give the animals, but in a sense, it's a little bit of an insult to human dignity, because you're telling the man, oh, you're like the animals. Moreover, if I say, or if she says to me, take the water for your camels too, he's not going to drink everything up, because he has to save some for the camels. And probably most of it for the camels. Camels drink more than people. So look at the chesed of Rivka. Rivka does not even mention the camels till after Eliezer drinks as much as he drinks. And then she says, I will go back and fill it up a second time. So not only did she show chesed, but she showed respect for human dignity. She showed that he should drink as much as he wants without worrying about saving the camels. And she was willing to make a second drink, especially he's only 3 years old. People ask, by the way, how is it shy that a three-year-old, people say, oh, it's impossible, three-year-old, like the Rizal, and that Chazal. But I always say, once you live in Israel, you go to the Makolet and you see these tiny little kids buying and doing things. So Shai Rivka was 3 years old. You've actually seen that here as well. So once again, my point is this. Eliezer set up a test. Rivka did not do exactly what he said. Rivka deviated from the test. But that doesn't throw off the test, because Rivka deviated from the test in a way that showed more chesed, so that's not a problem. But here's the problem. When Eliezer tells Lavan what happens, he makes it sound as if Rivka did exactly what he said. He said, I said, the woman that says, I'll give you and your camels, she's the right woman, and I asked Rivka for the water, and she said, I'll give you and the camels. Meaning to say, Eliezer made the correspondence exact, when in fact the correspondence was not exact. Why didn't he build Rivka up more and say she did better? He wanted to make it that she did the same. That's difference number three. Difference number three. After Rivka passes the test, Eliezer gives her the jewelry. And only after he gives her the jewelry does he ask her, Bas Miat, who are you the daughter of? He didn't even know until after he gave her the jewelry. When Eliezer recounts the story to Lavan, he says, she passed the test. I asked her Bas Miat, and only when she said she's the daughter of the Suo did I give her the jewelry. Now Rashi explains that Eliezer didn't want to say he gave her the jewelry first, because then they would think he's foolish. How did you know she was the right woman? So Eliezer changes it so it makes sense. But the problem is, if it doesn't make sense to give the jewelry, until you know who she is. Why did Eliezer do it in a nonsensical way? Right, so that's difference number three. I'll reveal the differences in a minute. Difference number four. In the original discussion with Abraham, Eliezer raises the question, what if the woman will not come to Eretz Yisrael? Shall I bring your son to that land? Avram says, Chas v'shalom. Under no circumstances do you bring my son to that land. He stays in Eretz Yisrael. When Eliezer talks to Laban about this, Eliezer doesn't understand. He just says, as he says, I asked Avram, what if the woman doesn't want to go? And Avram says, it's a general question. He doesn't say, Eliezer does not tell Laban the statement that Chas v'shalom, I'm not going to be in this because he omits that statement. So I've mentioned, I think, four differences. Right? Difference number one, Avram said, go to my country. Eliezer says, Avram said, go to my family. Number two, Rivka does more than Eliezer said, but Eliezer makes it sound that Rivka did exactly what Eliezer said. Difference number three, Eliezer gives the jewelry and then asks Basmiat. When he talks to Lavan, he says, I first asked Basmiat, then I gave her the jewelry. Difference number four, Avram tells Eliezer, do not bring my son there under any circumstances. Eliezer doesn't mention that to Lavan. Maybe four differences, four out of 50, but these are four differences. So here, in order to understand the significance of these shinuyim, let's start off with a more basic kasha that the Drasha Saran asks, one of the Rishonim. That is, I'm sure you've learned that Eliezer himself had a daughter. And he was hoping that Avram would choose Eliezer's daughter for Eliezer. That's why when he says, Ulai, O Solomon, perhaps the woman won't want to go, Ulai is about above, we can read Eli to me. And Avram rejected Eliezer and sent Eliezer to Chora. So the Drasha Saran asks a very, very strong kasha. Eliezer is not only Avram's faithful servant. Eliezer is Avram's Talmud. He's a tzaddik. He's a Talmud Chacham. He's a holy person. Avram is sending Eliezer to a place of avodah zarah, a place of idolatry. How can it be that Avram would rather find